A mother treasures her children in her heart. You've been transported into the perspective and heart of Mary, mother of Jesus. Her motherhood journey has not been easy, even before Jesus was born. But like mothers today, she would not trade it for anything else the world has to offer. Imagine the thoughts flooding through Mary's mind at the foot of her son's cross. The angel telling her she'd give birth to the Son of God as a virgin. Meeting Simeon when they present Jesus to the Lord. Hearing him praise God for allowing him to see the Messiah. Raising Jesus as he grew in wisdom, wondering what he'll become. Losing Jesus at age 12 only to find him at the temple, learning and teaching. Witnessing his ministry, miracles, and capture. And here she kneels today at the foot of the cross. And despite Jesus being brutalized and crucified, he still poured out love to her from the cross, instructing his disciple John to care for her as his own mother. As you think about the complexities of Mary's life, consider these questions. Since Jesus does not require you to be good or right with him in order to care for you, can you receive his love today without conditional hang-ups? Do you regularly express your gratitude to Jesus? Have you regularly communicated your love and gratitude for those who've given to you? How might God be leading you to love others? What's one thing you can do this weekend to let someone in your family know how much you appreciate them? When you've wrestled with these questions, proceed to the final station.